This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here to judge.
Welcome to Here to Judge, where we scour the internet to dissect dilemmas and decide who's to blame. Here to Judge today is me, Robin Morgan.
Me, Leila Navabi.
And me, Priya Hall. Am I the asshole for my dog's name? I recently got a Labrador puppy and I'm naming him Woof. Some of my friends like it, some think it's silly. My mother, however, hates it. She has, in the past, looked after other dogs I've had and enjoyed walking them, but she can't fathom ever walking Woof because she would get embarrassed calling my dog's name in public. I guess that's just my own sense of humour, because I laugh when I call my dog's name out loud in the park. I told my mother she doesn't have to walk him if she doesn't want to. The idea of her having an exchange like, Woof, come here, no, Woof, Woof, and then in capital letters, Woof, no, get down, Woof, Woof, just me. It's not like I need her to walk him, as my girlfriend and I have plenty of time to do that ourselves, but my mother still thinks I'm a bit of an arsehole for the name. Am I the arsehole for Woof?
I there are so many worse things you could call your dog.
Yeah. Could you list them all, Leila?
Cancer.
Sure.
That's a bad one, in fairness.
I can't wait.
Shit. Fuck. Anything else?
I think you've got that's all the
I think those
big
that's it. That's like the those are the or you, any like slur, obviously.
Sure. Fuck, come here. Yeah, no, that doesn't work.
Woof feels very tame. Woof feels like if you were in a dog park, most dog owners would be like, that's a funny name.
Because this one feels like a aren't I funny type
post. Yeah.
Hey, my mother hates it. Isn't she awful?
And their mum's probably just been like, oh, it's a bit of a weird name.
Yeah. Your mum's probably said nothing to her and she just wants attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God forbid people want attention in this world.
What should they do? Am I right?
Yeah.
11 years doing stand-up, okay. I don't know. Like, Woof is quite a funny name.
My mum has a cat that was called Tamara when she got her, and she renamed her Roger. And frequently has arguments with her vets about it.
Okay.
Why?
Because the vet is like, it's a girl. And my mum's like, it doesn't matter.
I think that's a lovely name for a girl, Roger.
Roger.
I
actually, it really suits her.
That's lovely. Alex Ogden Clark's cat is called Norman.
Yes.
And it's a girl. And I love that as well.
Kind of looks like Roger, actually.
Yeah. Roger really works for a lady.
Yeah, Roger.
Like a very high-class lady.
Mm, Rog.
Rog.
I think that's a unisex name. I think it's so cute. I feel the same about Norman.
Mm. Yeah, Norman works.
How would you spell Roger?
R-O-G-E-R.
But for a female, would you change it?
You spell
would
you it exactly
keep
it? The same.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
What would you change it to make it girly?
Yeah. Roger, but with eyelashes on the other.
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, with a heart.
an R-A-U-G-E-R.
Roger.
Roger.
Yeah.
This is a different podcast. This is this is something completely different.
I really had I thought it'd be really funny if I just started doing your set about pets.
Yes.
And
go
just
on.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, that would be weird. So
that would be a fun joke for me.
Yeah, that would be a fun joke for you if I just started going, oh, I was doing this gig in Cardiff once and I asked an audience member they had a pet, and she went, oh, and she went, what's the pet? And I went, what's the pet?
This is my actual stand-up comedy that she's doing here.
It's Aristotle the Tortle.
Okay, you've skipped a lot of it.
Oh no! Oh, that.
Has it?
I skipped a lot of it, and then she went,
I think I know it.
I was at... Yeah, you do.
Yeah, of course you do. You've all seen my stand-up. We've gigged together a lot.
Wait, but I'm trying to remember what happened then. So then you went like, oh. Then you went... then she goes, I'm really sorry I have to ask you this. I said to the girl, I'm really sorry I have to ask you this, but Aristotle the turtle, did you know that there's a difference between a tortoise and a turtle? And she went, I didn't know the difference. And then I was doing this bit in a different place and a child, no, and I asked that, said, does anyone know the difference? And the child screamed, turtles are wet. Thank you, I've been for your whole good night.
That is the end of my set. Almost, yeah.
That's my audition to play you in the biopic.
Perfectly done.
Yeah.
It's really actually quite disturbing watching your set being done to you by a close friend. And that's just my two cents.
That is funny. That.
What, oh, thank you. Well, my stand-up or you doing my stand-up?
I honestly feel like
you... Why are you doing it? You look like you want to die?
I feel like... You know how I don't like to watch myself do stand-up? It makes me feel physically sick. Now I know that hearing anyone else do my stand-up makes me feel physically sick again.
But,
so
if you ever faked your death... If you faked your death, then you know that Layla could play you. You know what I mean? Like, when... Like, yeah. If we did a pre-hall residency at Vegas... Mm-hmm. Layla could perform as you.
Yeah, what I want, right, is for me to fake my death and then for you both to just split up my jokes between the two of you.
What is the gig where comics do each other's sets?
Oh, that does happen. It's just a set swap, isn't it?
Where does that happen?
I got you nailed,
haven't I?
Oh, yeah, I could smash yours, I think.
No, you couldn't.
I could.
Do it. No.
It's not set
exactly,
list.
You couldn't.
It's not set list. It's called Joke Thieves.
Joke Thieves. That's funny. I was going to say, I'm going to start running. I don't know if you want to maybe keep this in for when we do it, because then I'll have to be accountable. I want to start a gig in Cardiff called Underscored, where all of you do a set and I sit there with a piano and score it as you're doing it.
Great.
So that it has suspense and whatever. And that would be like, dum ba bum ba bum ba bum. And then it would go into like whatever. And then I think that would be fun to do.
So much fun.
Wouldn't you love to have your set scored like it's a film?
I feel like it would... My set is so cheap and dirty that it wouldn't be... It would need to be like a broken piano.
No, but that's what you do.
Like a honky-tonk piano.
Yeah, maybe you just put the settings, change the settings, and you just make it really...
Like vaudevillian.
Oh my God, I'm absolutely going to do that. That's me holding myself accountable to sort that out, because I think it'd be fun. One night only.
Lots of fun.
Am I the arsehole for skiing alone? I, 27 male, really enjoy cross-country skiing. I'll go out on the groomed trails and happily do several miles. My girlfriend, 27 female, always wants to come with me, and I'm happy to go with her some of the time. The thing is that she's slow as fuck and gets frustrated easily. She needs to stop often and rest. I try to encourage her and I stay with her, but it's just not fun for me. I don't get any workout. I'm not even breathing hard when we go together. So the other day I told her I was going. She wanted to come and I said, no, I'm going by myself this time. I had a great workout. She got really upset with me and called me an A-H asshole for going without her and said I thought she wasn't good enough, which isn't true. She's a wonderful woman, and I thank God, capitalized G, every day that I get to be with her. But it's really frustrating going out on skis with her. So am I the arsehole for going cross-country skiing without her?
Thoughts on skiing?
Ever been skiing?
Anyone been skiing? What do you have?
No, what do you have? Was it a dry slope?
Fondue, was it?
Wet slope, dry slope. Skiing. Yeah, same.
I never been. You been skiing?
I did it in St. Granog on that dry little ropey nightmare of a...
The pear skin of a slope.
Yeah.
How was that for you?
Bad, I would say. I did myself many injuries.
Did you injure yourself?
I injured myself on a go-kart in St. Granog at the same trip, but I didn't injure myself while skiing.
Did you leave just like cast?
It was severe bruising on my neck. Made me look like I'd been strangled
severe
at St. Granog.
Is that what they diagnosed you with?
Yes.
You've got... severe bruising.
I actually got a seatbelt rash along my neck, like a burn.
Oh.
From the go-kart?
That looked cool.
Yeah. It did look cool, actually.
Obviously not the skin.
You look like a Disney villain.
Yes, that's exactly. It made me look like Scar. Have I told Scar. You this story? I went to a school disco not long after coming back from playing Groundhog, and this was when I was like 10 or 11, and one of the girls in my school went, "Oh my God, is that a love bite?" And I was like, "No, Helev, I'm a child." This came from playing Groundhog.
And it was the seatbelt.
It was the seatbelt.
How big was the seatbelt?
What do you mean, how big was the seatbelt?
Like a normal seatbelt on a go-kart?
Yeah, like a normal size seatbelt.
I'm just asking because Helev thought it was a love bite, and I wondered what size of person.
Oh my God, it was huge. String. It was like half my neck the burn took up, so I don't know who she'd been cavorting with.
Yeah. Then Helen sounds thick as shit.
Mr. Earth, obviously.
Mr. Earth is giant in fairness.
I guess, yeah, his tongue is located in the bottom bit of his face, right, which is the biggest bit.
Mr. Earth doesn't have a tongue.
Massive.
Of course he has.
No.
How else would he go...
He's got grills like a whale.
Well, this seems more
complicated. Does a whale speak Welsh? Am I imagining that there's an animal that speaks Welsh? Dolphins.
Or dolphins that can have Welsh accents. I don't think they speak Welsh.
I think you're referencing a joke in the Radio Wales pilot, What Just Happened.
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a joke in there about Welsh dolphins?
I think dolphins have Welsh accents and fish that have English accents are just salmon.
Yes.
Oh, good joke. That was good. That was really good.
Would you ever want to ski? Learn to ski?
No.
What would
I can't
see how
it would I don't want to plank
in the
on my
snow
foot.
On sticks. No.
I'm happy with the length of my feet.
Exactly.
That's
and the capabilities
nice
that come with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't feel the need to elongate them. I don't feel...
Would you want to snowboard? If you could choose...
Yeah.
Like, see, that's... Yeah, I agree, Leigh.
No.
Yeah, that's more like cool, isn't it?
Isn't it too restrictive? Your legs are stuck in that position.
But you're like... No. That's surf music. But it's like like cold. It's like surfing but cold.
Cold surfing.
Snowboarding, surfing but cold. This episode is sponsored by
snowboarding. not asked by skiing. And I also don't want anything. I need like those fucking sticks. Oh, bore off.
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's a little bit much, isn't it? I think if I was ever invited on a skiing holiday, I would just sit in. I imagine there's like a Centre Parks style log cabin, and I could just get shit-faced by a fire.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to do. Yeah. Just drink. Drink brandy. Oh,
I'd love to go to Iceland. Just to sit in like a thing and just drink.
Yeah, just read.
Cider and
yeah,
drink.
Just hot booze. That's all you want.
And watch
hot booze is very good, isn't it? Mm. Didn't there should be more hot booze
like
throughout the year?
I do like malt cider. I like, really like malt cider.
They do an amazing malt cider at the Queen. Really good.
Is that the one that was at the Queen Emporium?
No, that was just normal malt cider.
Oh my God, that was really good. I haven't stopped thinking about that malt cider.
What was that, a Halloween one? Or was that during Christmas?
For Christmas, it was amazing.
I think there should be, given our climate, not to talk about climate on the podcast, but we should have more hot alcoholic drinks throughout the year. It shouldn't just be a Christmas thing.
And as the climate warms up, we can have more and more sangria. So it'll go mulled cider season or sangria season, and sangria season will get longer
what
and longer.
What sangria?
Red wine in a jug with ice and fruit.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's cold.
Yeah. So let's split the year into two seasons.
Sure.
Warm booze,
sangria,
and ice booze.
Yeah, sangria and mulled sangria. I think more people would listen to climate change talks if that was the thing. We are dangerously close to sangria. It's 12 months of
the
year.
Sangria season's come early.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's not been as cold this winter, is it?
It is very cold today.
It's cold. It's not been as... Like, remember it used to be so cold?
It snowed last year, around this time. I remember pulling... My kids had their first, like, snow day off school. It's very sweet.
Aww.
Made the shittest snowman outside. It was so dirty. The snow was so dirty.
What was it called?
Like, I don't think we gave him a name. It didn't deserve a name. It is a fucking embarrassment to snow people.
Anyone who skis is an arsehole.
I think he's a douchebag. I think, like, if he's got his, like, if he's brought his girlfriend along and she's trying to learn, then...
Anyone who plays skiing is an arsehole. Anyone who plays golf is an arsehole.
Agreed.
Arsehole?
Mm, yeah, for sure.
A-H.
Yeah.
Ooh. Here to judge. Am I the arsehole for peeing in the cat tray? Me, 29, female, and my partner, 25, male, have been dating for 3 years and have lived together for one of those. We live with our two cats in a small one-bedroom flat that has one bathroom. I am a diabetic and I'm on a number of medications, one of which basically flushes sugar straight through my system and can make me pee a lot. The urge to pee comes on suddenly sometimes. My boyfriend has IBS and he can sometimes spend 40 minutes in the bathroom easily sometimes. This hasn't been a problem thus far. Today, though, we had a bad IBS moment, and after 40 minutes, locked for the bathroom, and I felt that I needed to pee. I figured he wouldn't be very much longer, and I knocked on the door and let him know I needed to pee and asked how long he'd be. He said he'd be a few minutes. No problem. 20 minutes later, so he's been in there an hour at this point, I'm kind of doing a little potty dance, and I knock on the door again. It's going to be a few more minutes. I tell him I'm not going to be able to hold it in much longer, and if he could just unlock the door, I'll just hop in the shower. He says he can't get off the toilet right now. Fair enough. Another 15 minutes and my bladder is starting to hurt, and he hasn't flushed or anything yet. I figure, fuck it. My bladder hurts and I'm bursting, and the cats would forgive me. I pop a squat over the cat's litter tray and have a little tinkle and use a kitchen towel to wipe and then bag up the litter tray and completely refresh it. He comes out another 10 minutes later and says the bathroom's free. I tell him it's fine. He gives me a funny look and I tell him what he did. He looks at me absolutely disgusted and says, that is revolting. I tell him I'd rather just refresh the litter tray, which takes seconds, than piss myself and have to do a ton of washing. He hasn't spoken to me all evening and he says he can't believe I would do something so gross. I tried to tell him a number of times that I really needed to go, and he said that I should learn to hold it in better. This has kind of left me feeling like I'm the arsehole.
No.
Thoughts?
No, he's the arsehole. For some of you who has sort of like bathroom-related body, you know, stuff to go through, surely he should be understanding about...
Oh, I think this is fine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, and also, like, it's good that you've got a litter tray there. That's what it's for. I would have said, sit in the kitchen sink, mate. Do what you need to do. Like, yeah. Just piss out the back door.
Yeah.
Piss in the cat
flap. I
think
35 minutes, even if you don't have health issues, I'd be in the litter tray.
Yeah. Yeah. You're thinking about it as a day-to-day thing. In my own flat,
sure.
Have you ever peed in a litter tray?
I haven't, but I would.
Yeah, I would as well, actually.
If I needed
yeah.
to.
Yeah. Would you... They're, what, like, kind of... How big are they? In Michael Jordan hands.
The size of your cat.
Did you ever have a
so
tray?
So if they've got two cats, probably quite
Did you ever
big.
Have a tray in school? Like a tray?
Yeah, probably... that's what I thought yeah. it was. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
exactly
yeah.
that. It's sure. exactly that yeah. full of like whatever
yeah.
stuff you want to put in there, sawdust wise.
Like an A3 bit of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
I've got a
big
really
writing.
Big one because my cat is massive. So it's like...
So you could piss in that quite easy then.
Oh, I could easily piss in that.
Good. I'm glad for you.
Is that this is a
when I bought
now.
It, I was like, I need to know that if yeah. I needed to.
Can this handle a human? yeah, I don't think that's an issue. I think he's really judgmental when, like, I don't, you know, I'm lucky not to suffer with IBS. An hour and a half in the bathroom is, surely you can just do that thing where you sort of, oh, just open the door and she can come in and go in the shower and...
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's weirder to go in the shower or the litter box?
I think litter box probably. Because yeah, shower is all goes down to the same drainage.
It does. And you can wash it down so easy.
Yeah.
Maybe he was feeling really kind of like he didn't want to her to see him shitting.
Maybe.
Yeah, but how can he complain? He's horrible. Yeah. I hate it.
My friend had a cat that would use the shower instead of a litter tray. She adopted Aww. Him. And they had a litter tray for him and he wouldn't use it. And then they found him in the shower and she sent me a video of him once. And he was, you know, when cats have peed and they're trying to cover up.
Oh, yeah. Mess.
But like, obviously there was nothing in there. So he was just pawing at the walls of the shower, just at the little shower door.
To make it seem like he's doing so it. Cute. When he said that
but,
he used
but
the
that's
shower.
That's fine. And that's actually great until he needs to do a poo. And then what happens?
Yeah. But, well, he just poos in the shower and they have to be very careful to make sure the shower's clean before they get in.
Oh, no. That's...
I can't remember whether it's true or not, but who was it? I think it was Lucy Porter once said on the news quiz that all French people poo in the shower and then push it down the plug with their feet.
That cannot be true. That can't be true.
Why? Why did she say that? We have to
What are you talking about?
That's such an allegation to make. What?
I didn't say this. Lucy
Imagine
Porter
Imagine it wasn't
said it.
Lucy Porter that said it now when you just tarnished her good name.
It was because also her She'll husband, Justin Edwards, says the same again. Thing.
Why? What?
I don't know.
Like, you can't
I don't
just
know.
Say that.
It can't be true.
Apparently.
Why? Where does that come from? You can't just give that context. You
I think
must
it
know
was
why.
French campsites, I think. I think the allegation was... Yeah. I don't know. I'm happy to spread it.
Okay. Well,
I would never poo in the shower, would you?
No.
No. No. Like, that is hideous.
I would poo in a litter tray if I needed to.
Interesting.
Oh. Easy cleanup.
I could
only if I needed to, Layla. Don't give me that face.
I don't think I could poo outside, but I guess you'd have to, wouldn't you? If things.
No, I couldn't do that. I couldn't.
I don't think I've ever used a long drop or anything.
A what?
Long drop?
What's
that?
It's like an outdoor... what they use in I'm a Celebrity.
Is it a tube shit down?
No, it's basically just like a hole.
Like Green Man?
No, like a hole
no,
in the ground.
No, those toilets that just had like bins underneath that had
Oh,
like
yeah, I mean, yeah,
it.
Just basically just shitting into like big wheelie bins. No, like, I think in the wilderness, I think you just basically dig a hole and then you squat over the hole and then you cover... Kind of like Green Man, but without bins and people taking away the bins. Because you're shitting in nature's bin.
Anyway, can't wait for Green Man 2022. Hope we get booked. Can't wait to shit in a hole.
I'll be bringing my own litter tray.
Oh, actually, do you know what? I bet that, do you know what? Now you've said it like that, I'm like, maybe that is a good idea.
What's a shit in a litter tray as opposed to shit in one of the bins?
No, but you must be able to get your own little loo litter tray thing.
Oh, a camping loo, yeah.
Is that like a litter
tray? A little composting camping toilet.
It's a potty, is what you're talking about. You're talking about shitting in a potty.
Oh, no. I don't want to do it. I'd rather shit in a litter tray than in a potty. I don't want to be infantilised.
Yeah.
But felinized. Absolutely.
Felinized, absolutely. Yeah.
Felinized. James Corden, felinized in Cairns.
Yeah, exactly. That's so good. That's what they should have called cats.
Felinized.
You know when they made ants and Bugs Life at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Cats came out, they should have made a counter musical called Feeling Eyes, starring
James Corden again.
People.
I think they should have made like a documentary about the making of Cats, but the documentary should have also been a musical. And that one turns out better. You know?
I would have loved that. They should make like a film now about how it was such a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they
Remember. What did he say? I can't remember what he said. It was really funny.
Worst thing for cats since dogs.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Quite funny.
So good.
And weren't they editing it up until literally like 10 minutes before the premiere?
Yeah, and then they re-edited it because Idris Elba's crotch was so prominent and they were like, this is...
Oh, really? Legend.
Yeah. Legend.
Legend.
I happen to think Taylor Swift is very good in that film.
As a cat.
Yeah, she's the highlight of the film for me.
She doesn't do much acting, does she?
No, Cats was it enough.
Did she do stuff? I imagine she would have done...
One of my brother's three phones is going off. It stopped.
Why has he got three phones?
I don't know. Don't have an answer for you. Didn't know he did until just now. Then I looked at his windowsill.
Are they all similar phones?
Yeah. One.
Cool.
Two.
Oh.
Quite similar.
Three.
I expected it was all going to be little, like proper burners. But
they're all
quite
new
smart.
Smartphones.
Very good. Well.
What was the question? Pooing in a litter tray. She's not the arsehole. Her partner. I mean, they're going to break up, aren't they? If he has this lack of...
Clearly got problems. He's got anger issues. Mm. Sort yourself out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
And thus concludes this episode of Here to Judge. Here to Judge is a Little Wonder production.
For the internet.
And it's really good. Leave us a review. Thank you, bye.
Leave us a review, especially if you're that man who left us a meme
review. Oh my God, yeah.
We miss you.
I wonder what he's up to.
You.
I want to see, has anyone left us anything?
Is it just on Apple Podcasts you can review? You can't do it on Spotify. I listen to us on Spotify.
Yeah, same.
Oh, we've had two reviews since.
Oh, read them out, mate.
I love Am I the Arsehole on Reddit, so this is the dream. Well done, guys. Never stop. Okay. Oh. And the other one says, I'm so glad I found this podcast.
Well, leave us longer reviews than that.
Why do they sound like they're written by bots?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same people who... Robin Morgan's net worth.
Yeah. His child causes a problem with his wife in funny times.
Yeah, we do need more reviews, don't we?
Leave us more reviews. This is not a request. What I want is a tinkly Here to Judge music underneath this. Leave us a review. Don't be a dick. Just do it. Just do it now. Stop faffing around. I know the tinkly music is playing. Leave us a review. You've got time. You're not that important. Thank you. Love you.
Do you think that'll change the tone of the review?
Maybe.
Four stars.